أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولئن أخرنا عنهم العذاب إلى أمة معدودة ليقولن ما يحبسه ألا يوم يأتيهم ليس مصروفا عنهم وحاق بهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون ولئن أذقنا الإنسان منا رحمة ثم نزعناها منه إنه ليئوس كفور ولئن أذقناه نعماء بعد ضراء مسته ليقولن ذهب السيئات عني إنه لفرح فخور إلا الذين صبروا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 8 to 11 of Surah Hud. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers in the end of the last verse, and Allah Ta'ala continues that discussion. And this is not only unique to the disbelievers, these are inherent qualities of insan, and these are qualities that we need to work upon and remove from ourselves. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَئِنْ أَخَّرْنَا عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ. If we postpone, we hold back, we delay from them the azab, إِلَىٰ أُمَّةٍ مَعْدُودًا, to a few known days. In other words, a few days, man is in the disobedience of Allah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not send down in the usual Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's azab and Allah Ta'ala's punishment immediately. Allah's rahmah upon us, Allah Ta'ala gives us respite, Allah Ta'ala gives us a chance to turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. لَيَقُولُنَّ مَا يَحْبِسُ. They will begin to say, what has stopped, what has averted this punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And now, they may not say it with their tongues, but man is doing wrong, man is in the disobedience of Allah. Allah through His Rahmah, Allah Ta'ala is giving us that respite. In our hearts the thought is coming, there is no azab, there is nothing wrong in the wrongs that we do. Such is insan. Ala yawma ya'tihim, Allah Ta'ala says, listen well, a day comes upon them, laysa masroofan anhum, this azab will not be turned away from them. That is the day of Qiyamah. So, O insan, do not get misled. Do not be misled by the fact that you are doing wrong, you are disobeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There is no chastisement, there is no punishment in this world. Don't get it wrong, that wrong that we are doing is right. Rather, we turn to Allah and make tawbah, because the day of Qiyamah, and thereafter when that azab comes upon us, Allah Ta'ala save us, then there is nothing and there is no one that can avert that azab of Allah Ta'ala. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. And whatever they had been mocking in this world, they're mocking at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, wa na'udhu billah. They will burn the kitab of Allah, the Quran Sharif, wa na'udhu billah. They will draw cartoons about our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu billah. All of that will surround them, and of course they will never be able to get out of it. وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمًا. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks about another aspect, that if we give insan to taste from our side rahma, rahmatan is in its form that it means any rahma. Allah Ta'ala gives us just to taste. One is the eating of the food and one is the tasting of the food. Allah just gives us a taste of His rahma, any form of rahma. Then Allah Ta'ala through His wisdom, ثُمَّ نَزَعْنَاهَا مِنْ, then we snatch that rahma away from that person. Insan in his inherent quality, إِنَّهُ لَيَأُوسٌ كَفُورٌ. Insan will become mayus. Insan becomes despondent, and then he becomes very ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala. He becomes so absolutely ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala. Our nature is like this. Like Allah says in the next verses, Allah gives us His rahmah, And sometimes Allah Ta'ala takes it away to test us, but we act as though and we believe as though and our hearts think as though that there was never any of Allah's rahmah upon us. And this is the one mistake that al-insan makes. Allah has given us two eyes. The one eye, we turn towards Allah and we look towards the treasures of Allah. And the other eye, we look within ourselves and see the ni'mats of Allah and be appreciative and grateful to the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ نَعْمَاءَ بَعْدَ ضَرَّ. The next is Allah ta'ala says that again, if we give him, insan, to taste ni'mats, بَعْدَ ضَرَّ, after difficulties, مَسَّتْهُ, that had afflicted the individual, لَيَقُولَنَّ ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي, he will begin to say that the ill, the wrong, the harm, the difficulties has left me. Insan cannot come to this term, that when Allah gives us and Allah Ta'ala showers us with all His mercies, after a little bit of a torrid time, a little bit of a difficult time, there was unemployment, there was ill health, Allah gave employment, Allah gave wealth, Allah gave health, then we begin to think, now those hard times are gone. We don't understand the nature of this dunya. We don't understand that this is a dunya, that there is going to be those difficulties, there are going to be those ease, and in that difficulties, we turn to Allah with sabr, in that ease, we continue to make shukr, in the difficulties, we recall the ease that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us. Innahu lafarihun fakhur. Insan is farih. Insan becomes elated, but together with that, he is absolutely boastful. When Allah gives those ni'mats, He says, I worked hard, it was me, it was my effort, and He forgets that hand that had given Him. But Allah Ta'ala makes the one exception, or rather two exceptions, but in these two exceptions is the cure and the remedy for this insan's attitude. One is Allah says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا, except that person that perseveres. That person that perseveres, that his heart is always looking at Allah. His heart is always directed towards Allah. His heart knows that conditions come only from Allah. And the second is, وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, and he practices righteously, because in that practice is the gratefulness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It repairs all those damages of ungratefulness in our hearts. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً, Allah Ta'ala says, for them is maghfirat. This is now inherent in man. We'll forget the good times, we'll forget the difficulties. We have expectations from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But if we persevere, knowing that Allah Ta'ala is the musabbibul asbab, Allah is the one that changes conditions, and we continuously turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah's maghfirat will always be there. Wa ajrun kabir, and a mighty kabir, a mighty ajr, a mighty recompense from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.